Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your host, Sandra Flack.
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. That is Matthew 7:12. It's also the golden rule. This is Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and joining us today is returning guest, Mike Worley. Mike is a foster and adoptive dad and president of Beautiful Redemption, a nonprofit that is a bridge between the foster care system and the faith community in Colorado. He is also regional manager for Care Portal in Colorado Springs. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's an honor to have you back. And we were just kind of chatting about this, but you were on the show in the summer of 2017, a little over a year ago. You were one of the first people who told me about Care Portal. And then I kept hearing about it until I finally was able to get Adrian Lewis, the executive director of Care Portal, on the show that December. Less than a year later, JFO launched Care Portal here in New York, making New York the 17th state. So we are active and online here with Care Portal. So thank you.
We're thrilled that New York is responding to needy children and families in crisis, you know, and anyone in the sound of our voice can be a part of this and can even get it going right there in their state and in their own county. So it's just amazing. It's a great tool.
It's a great tool, and that's what we're going to focus on today is Care Portal. So, Mike, if you would, explain for our listeners who might not know, what is Care Portal?
Yeah, it's really, really simply, you know, in every community that we live in, there's children and families in crisis. There's people that need help. And in those same communities, there's churches and people who care and want to take action but don't really know what to do. And Care Portal connects the two. It's the connecting point. And so, you know, most people have a heart to serve. Here now with Care Portal, child welfare professionals who are overwhelmed by the daily needs of children and families in their communities, they go ahead and put on an email system, hey, here are the specific needs. And then Care Portal, through technology, bridges the gap between children in need and the churches and people and businesses that want to help. So Care Portal, in its, you know, shortest sentence, is it's connecting you to children and families in crisis through an email. And that's, you know, it's technology on steroids that's touching the faith community and now touching the Department of Human Services, where the needs come right to your email. So if somebody needs a car seat, somebody needs a bunk bed, somebody needs clothes or food or a bus pass, it comes right to your email. You click one little button, it connects you with the worker at DHS, and the need gets met by somebody in the community.
And it's incredible, really, how fast needs are getting met. I know caseworkers in my county are just amazed at how fast the churches are responding. And it is, it's a super simple tool. Caseworker has a need, knows about a need, like you said, car seat, bunk bed, whatever it might be. They put that request in the Care Portal, shoots out the email to the participating churches. A volunteer point person at the church receives the email, shares the need with the congregation. And if someone wants to respond to that need and provide the car seat or the bunk bed, or if several churches together want to collaborate together on meeting a larger need, they just respond right back to the caseworker. And then the caseworker connects the church with the family in need, and the need gets met through the church. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I mean, it's part of our DNA in the faith community, whatever church we go to respond and to be active and involved and engaged in meeting the needs of others. And so this now, you know, we're great. The church is phenomenal at responding to needs in its community when it knows what those needs are. We really don't know what those needs are And now Care Portal puts it right to your email, the specific needs of what's needed to help a child or family in crisis. It's just, I just beg you, if you're listening to this broadcast, look into it at careportal.org and just start the journey of finding out some information and seeing what you can get set up in your county.
Yeah, and the information that you'll find, and it's updated constantly, but Care Portal has been utilized. It's been in existence for 3 years, and to date, in those just those 3 years, 1,761 churches in 19 states have served over 35,000 children through Care Portal.
And can you imagine? You get 1,000 churches going for it, doing the same thing. You know, just moving forward on their own time and their own dime to respond to requests. And then, you know, 35,000 children get helped within 3 years' time. I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal and it's growing.
And now, so our listeners, like you said, can go to careportal.org anytime and you can see the most current stats. They're updated almost daily, it seems sometimes. And what about in Colorado? You've been doing Care Portal in Colorado for 2 years. What are the stats? Yeah, what are the stats there?
Well, last year when we spoke to you, Sandra, you know, we were really thrilled. We'd served over 1,000 children through, you know, 12 churches. And I mean, it was just getting some traction and getting going. As of this morning, now we have 33 churches that have served 3,535 children.
Wow.
Saving the Department of Human Services over $1 million in our state. And it's just been beautiful to see the church respond the way they have, because now, you know, the Department of Human Services, I was on the phone with them yesterday, and they're just thrilled with how the church is responding. They can't believe we showed up for more than a picnic, you know. We're here for the marathon, and they're just, their jaws are on the ground of, oh my gosh, this works. This helps our caseworkers. It helps the children and needy families. This just works, and they're thrilled with it.
Yeah, I know. In our state, we've got a 5-star rating with the caseworkers, and we launched in November of 2018. So that's just in 2 months, we have 12 churches in one county here in New York. Those 12 churches so far have served to date 37 children. And it's just,
and before you guys know it, you're going to have served 100 children, because it just keeps rolling.
Yeah.
You know, it just has a bit of a life of its own. And the relationships we get to form with needy children and families, the relationships we get to form with caseworkers, I mean, they're just wonderful. And they're just great.
Yeah. And really, here in New York, like I said, we're already seeing the impact. We're thrilled, and our listeners can go anytime to careportal.org, and you can check on the stats in your state, whether it be Colorado, New York, or any other state. You can check nationally, state by state, learn about the platform that is changing the foster care system across the country. It really is.
Yeah, the Lord's using the church to change the foster care system across the nation.
Yeah.
And Care Portal is a tool that's used in making that happen. Please look into it, because you'll just be able to impact hundreds of children.
Yeah. And now let's talk about impact there in Colorado. Mike, share with us some of the stories that you've witnessed over the past couple of years, beginning with that bunk bed story. I love this story.
Yeah, there was a request answered, and a wife told her husband, hey, why don't you go help build this bunk bed for a needy family? And he reluctantly went. And so what he saw was, this is ridiculous. It took 3 hours to put the thing together. It was a nightmare. And he walked away and said, you know what? If we've come up with a simple design with 18 bolts and put this thing together, we could design and build bunk beds and answer these requests. So this reluctant dad had the light go on in his heart, you know, of just, wow, we could make a difference here. So we raised enough money and had some donations from some lumber companies in town, and they built their first 19 bunk beds. And within 2 months, they had given them all out through Care Portal requests, answering those requests. Because there's aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, relatives, friends that are bringing children into their home in needy situations, but they don't have the beds for them. And so this has blown up into them building over 50 bunk beds and giving them all up. And I talked to the gentleman that started this whole thing and got it going. He's got the Awana kids in his church building bunk beds. He's got the men's group building bunk beds. His garage is full of wood. Somebody donated a storage unit, so that's full of bunk beds now. They've built over 90.
Wow.
And, yeah, it just keeps rolling. We keep giving them out. Every time I go to Facebook, I see his truck filled with bunk beds. And the great thing is the transformation in this gentleman's heart. It was gone from reluctant, I got to do this thing, to, oh my gosh, look what we could do together. Look what I could get my neighbors and friends to help with and assist with. Even have kids helping build bunk beds. There's a ladies group now that collects all the sheets and comforters and bedding and, you know, all the stuff that needs to go with the bunk bed. There's a mattress company in town that said, hey, we'll give you at cost every mattress you need.
Wow.
Kind of thing. So, it's just, and we didn't plan on this. It wasn't like they're part of the big 5-point strategy or anything. It's just God moving in people's hearts and allowing, you know, amazing ministry to happen because God's in it and doing it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And nationwide, and we're seeing it here in New York too, that the most frequently requested items are bedding, bunk beds,
yeah.
Twin beds. Mike, why do you think that? Why is that?
Yeah, I think for a couple of reasons. You know, one is low income is a challenge for bedding, especially as, things change in their lives and they're moving from apartment to or getting into their first apartment or sharing an apartment. They haven't had a bed for a while. And another situation is those kinship units that come alongside. When you take two children into your home, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, we took them in yesterday. We need a bunk bed today.
Mm.
So those needs arise. We had another little Catholic church that lives by a hotel. Their church is right near it, and they have a relationship with that hotel. It's a fancy one, and they said, hey, every 9 months, we flip our mattresses and box springs. We'll give them to you, and we'll even provide a storage unit where we'll put them all. You just come and get them. Here's the key.
Wow.
And so we've given out over 100 beds that way. And it's just because somebody at a little Catholic church had a relationship with somebody at a big hotel, and they were going to toss them. And instead, we're helping families out every week with beds now. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I believe we've got about 12 requests in the Care Portal here in our county that we're active in New York and Schenectady County, and almost every one of them includes a bed, a twin bed or a bunk bed.
Right.
So that is a huge request. And we've seen some churches where one church will get the bunk bed frame, another church will get the mattresses or in the box springs, and maybe another church will get the blankets and the sheets and that kind of thing. But churches are collaborating together, and they're really big requests. So any opportunity. Yeah. And I love the idea of the ministry that kind of just formed. Building bunk beds. That is
right.
Incredible. So I love that.
Right. And there's probably somebody listening to your program today that has a relationship with a manager at a hotel or somebody in the hotel industry where this could lead it to a connection where it's like, hey, we can provide these extra box springs and beds, mattresses. Here you go. It's just community working together, and that's the beauty of Care Portal.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in addition to beds, beds are probably the number one item, but what other items have you seen churches help with?
Yeah, car seats, food items. There's many families that they're ashamed or don't want to go to a particular place that maybe has a food donation program. They have these specific needs. You know, they need the meat on the table and some other things. And people are able to go and meet them at a grocery store and fill up a basket for them, help them load it into their car, and send them on their way.
Wow.
Adds a whole lot more dignity and a whole lot more encouragement to someone in need. We have a lot of items, requests for clothes, for helping with electric bills, especially with this freezing cold weather that we're experiencing across the nation. Transportation is a big one for us. And so we get requests for bus passes and gas cards almost every week. How does a mom get to her, a single mom with a couple of kids, how does she get to her her programs that she needs to go through, and how does she get to courts, and how does she get to visits with kids and these kinds of things? We've been able to come alongside in some pretty remarkable ways.
Yeah, I love the bus pass idea because we don't often think of that, especially if we're not, you know, if we live in a more rural area and some of our churches are in a more rural area, they might not think why a bus pass would be important. But, you know, when a single mom has to get to those visits, has to get to those, you know, court appointments, to work, to get her kids from daycare, whatever that is, passes are a huge need.
Yeah. We had another gentleman say, you know, I can't really do anything. This is my wife's gig. It's not mine. And I said, well, what do you do? And he goes, well, I'm a mechanic. And I went, oh, man, we really need you. What about if you took one afternoon, 3 hours to work on a car? We'll pay. We'll get donations to pay for all the parts. So you be our key guy that's going to repair cars for people. He says, oh, yeah, well, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, well, that matters, okay? Just like the group of guys from a church that go over and they do home improvement type things. So they're fixing front doors and closing windows and making sure the air is not blowing through and helping with all these particular, you know, everyone can do something.
Yeah.
You know, and that's an amazing thought that we're not all called to do the same thing, but we can all do something. And, you know, Jason Johnson's made that phrase, you know, world renowned, but it's so true that we can all do something. We don't all do the same thing. I just had a grandma, she knit together 19 afghans to give to kids. And she did it with bright colors so that the kids could experience some sunshine and feel like, you know, their world isn't just dark. It can be bright. But she had a whole, you know, philosophy behind it. All I know is we've given all 19 afghans out and kids have them on their bed.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing.
That is a beautiful thing. So things that sometimes we don't even think of, you know, those home improvement things, the mechanic, you know, who can help a single mom, you know, get a car repaired much more economically. I love that. Grandma's knitting afghans. There is truly something for everyone to do. Everyone has that something.
Yeah.
What is your something? And do it on behalf of a vulnerable child and family. And I know also you had shared with me too, Mike, about the church that collected diapers and wipes and formula.
Yeah, they just went, they saw the request. They said, boy, there's all these requests for diapers and wipes and formula. And so they came up with the idea of, okay, through the month of December with the birth of Jesus, we're celebrating, we're going to collect, you know, the manger project. And so they collected diapers, wipes, and formula. And, you know, they collected over 50 cans of formula at $20 a pop. You know, that adds up.
Yeah.
They have a storage room full of diapers, any size, from preemie all the way up, including pull-ups and everything else. And they've got wipes and then bottles. And so they're looking at the request now, and they're hitting the ones that involve those particular items and answering them as a church community.
That is wonderful. I love that. And yeah, so Mike, how can our listeners learn more about Care Portal and enroll their church if their church is not already involved?
Right. It's so simple. It really is. I mean, Care Portal has just made this tool so simple. You just go to careportal.org. That's careportal.org. When you go to that main page, you just click down, and there's going to be a little tab at the bottom that says, Enroll My Church. You click on it, and it begins the system of getting your church involved in what's happening here. And Care Portal is great at responding wherever you are in the nation of, okay, how could we assist with you? What every state needs, and even every county needs, is a champion. Like you, Sandra, like me, you know, that just said, okay, we're gonna be the champion for Care Portal in our community, and we're gonna even help spread it out some. So, you know, for some people listening today, that's you, and for other people, it's like, that's not me, but I can do something. Great, then go to careportal.org, figure out where it's close to you, and be part of it.
Yeah, super simple. You can see where it's active in your state, if it's in your county, and get connected and be a support that way. I know we're always looking to grow our network of churches here in New York. I know that's the same for you there in Colorado. So we need churches to enroll as Care Portal volunteer churches to receive those email requests from the county and then have the opportunity to respond to them and make a difference in the lives of children and families right in your own community. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, and the church is the engine behind Care Portal. You know, it's not money, it's not a government program, it's the church. You know, it's the people of God coming together, moving together, and responding as they feel led. You know, we've got enough people in Colorado now that we ask everyone to pray about that request, that God would meet it somehow. Pray for that family, pray for that child that's described there, but don't answer it. Okay, only if God's really moving in your heart, then click respond. But we've got enough people involved in it. When it's going out to over 1,000 people, you know, there's a 85% chance somebody's going to answer it. And that's what we've seen happen. The church has just responded awesome.
Yeah. So you don't have to respond to, you're not required to, a church is not required to respond to a certain number of requests. In fact, you're saying pray first, pray, because every request involves a child. So pray for that child, pray for that family in crisis. And if the Lord moves on your heart, then respond to the request and meet the request. And that's why it's so important for us to really have as many churches as we can enroll. And then that way there's such an opportunity for everybody to get involved and answer those things. And churches can collaborate together. I'm seeing, you know, we got some rock stars here in New York who are, you know, pouncing and working together and networking and getting, you know, sharing meeting requests. And it's really an amazing thing to just be able to watch what God is doing through this Care Portal tool that he's using to really engage the churches in ministry every day. It's really a ministry tool.
Yeah. And with someone who's listening to your program today from New York, you know, God may want you to be the conduit, you to be the person that helps your church get connected with Care Portal. You don't have to be in charge of it. You don't have to run it. But it takes somebody to go to somebody in the missions area or local ministry area or the pastor and say, you know, I think we can do more, and this is a great tool of putting us, you know, growing us in our discipleship, growing us in our serving, growing us in our impact into the community right here around us. Let's move forward with this tool.
Yeah, I love that. So, Mike, as we wrap up, what is on your heart? What do you want to make sure that our listeners take away from our conversation today?
I just say, you know, that everyone can do something. And it doesn't have to be the biggest thing. Every little bit matters. And, you know, little things done with great love have a kingdom impact. And so look to see what it is. You know, you can do something. You can provide a bike. You can provide diapers. You can provide a meal. You can provide extra pots and pans. You can do a number of these different things if you just get connected. You know, again, we don't know the need. We're not going to respond to the need. Well, now we can know the needs every day, and they come right there to our email. I have requests that came this morning. They're on my phone, and they're on my computer because they just went to my email.
Wow. Everyone can do something, and I love that. Little things have a kingdom impact. Diapers have a kingdom impact. Mm-hmm. A bed has a kingdom impact. It's life transformation for the children and families who are receiving the items, and the church is at that point of connection. So it's not just delivering items, but it's real ministry and discipleship opportunities that really take place when that connection is made. And it's amazing. It's been an amazing experience, I know, here in New York, and we're just getting started.
I know, and you guys are going to, I believe, there in New York, you are going to serve over 1,000 children before too long.
Yeah.
Because of the number of churches you get involved and people just responding, and the caseworkers are going to be, oh my gosh, we have this great community of people behind us.
Yeah.
They haven't experienced that.
No, they haven't. And they're amazed that the church is really doing this. They really are. So, Mike, thank you for coming back on the show and for the amazing impact we're seeing there in Colorado through Care Portal. And we can't wait to see it continue to grow here in New York.
Yeah.
So thank you also, our listeners, for tuning in today to Orphans No More. You can find more episodes on our website at justicefororphansny.org and on iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Just search for the show by name, Orphans No More. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast. Every 25th follower gets a free bag of Greater Things Roasters coffee. JFO is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27, whatever way God calls, and maybe that way is through Care Portal. Learn more at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.